Okay, hello Fosdem. It's good to be back. My name's Joe. I'm a researcher at the University of Glasgow, my second time at Fosdem, and my talk's about open research, about something called the open flexure microscope. And I've come at it from two sort of directions, the research into and research using the open flexure microscope. We both develop it as a tool, try and improve it, increase its capabilities, but also look at the applications for it, not developing it as a tool for tool's sake, but an entire ecosystem, a journey of everything that what is in some ways quite a simple device has gone further than I think anyone on the team ever saw. So this started with more technical issues. Well, that's a real shame. This started a few years ago at the University of Cambridge with my boss, Richard Bowman, working in an optics lab. And Friday afternoon, bored question he was asking himself is, taking one of the big metal expensive microscopes in the lab, how much of that can you replicate at home using basic tools, a 3D printer, and off-the-shelf parts? And the answer, it turns out, is quite a lot. Otherwise, I wouldn't be here. This was the early prototype. You can see it's come a long way since then, but the idea of having three gears, some plastic parts, and a Raspberry Pi camera with a basic lens, working as a digital microscope. So this was the first published piece of research about the open flexure microscope, February 2016, so we're currently celebrating 10 years. And it was looking at, again, basic 3D printers, basic off-the-shelf optical components, and what level of performance you can get combining those to make a translation stage, putting a slide on there and using it as a microscope. It's all based around the idea of flexure hinges. Hinges that rather than parts sliding past each other, which 3D printed parts are generally quite bad at, instead taking advantage of something that plastic is very good at, which is deforming, and deforming reliably and repeatably. The flexure hinges is what gives the stage its translation, and the fact we are open is what gave Open Flexure its name 10 years ago. We take this flexure hinge, put it in a few structural, in a few key places around the structure, and that lets us scan around samples automatically. And the early paper was really focused on the mechanical performance of it, the drift, the repeatability, the reliability, and the precision. But it showed